speaking negatively about you. They're going to stop talking about what they don't understand, because God is about to show them the light of his countenance that's on your life in such a way they're not going to fight you anymore. Let me prophesy. God is about to make your enemy your footstool.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The New Covenant. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Isaiah chapter 54, verses 1 through 10.
We see that Abraham was flawed, but he was a man of faith. God wants you to focus on his faith. He's also the first tither. Not Moses, Abraham. And he tithes to Melchizedek. And for all of you that just tithing is not in the New Testament, tithing is in the Old Testament, because it was Abraham who did it. It's important for you today. Not Moses. Moses didn't start it. It was Abraham. God called Levi a tither when Abraham did, even though he wasn't born. There's a covenant connector. Glory to God. Abraham is very quintessential as it relates to your future. And he's pointing you somewhere. His covenant points you somewhere. Glory to God. Then we see the Mosaic covenant. And the Mosaic covenant is basically to the nation of Israel. Because preachers didn't understand this in the 30s and the 40s, they started taking the Mosaic and creating laws for New Testament church. Like women are supposed to wear long dresses and wear a headpiece on their hair before they come to church. Because you can't come to church uncovered. So that's why you see a lot of ladies, especially in the Pentecostal circles and in Baptist circles, have to wear a hat when they go to church. I'm not killing you. I'm just simply saying they didn't understand what I'm telling you now. The Mosaic covenant was for the nation of Israel. And the covering for the woman wasn't a hat. It was her husband. That you're not supposed to stretch out in church and be rebuking people. That's not what you're supposed to do. Well, I'm going to say what I... Not here. Now, you're not going to do what you want. That's not how that works. We all come under submission, right? But you practice that in your house. That's what he was trying to say. You practice that in your house so no church or pastor has to rebuke you publicly. I don't want to do that, but I will. If I have to. Because we're going to have order in this church. You understand that? That's how that works. The Mosaic was for the nation of Israel. The nation of Israel. Do you want all of that blood and all of that sacrifice? It was never to really give the nation salvation. It was to cause them to scream out for a savior. So much blood, God, so much blood. It's all about condemnation. And if you read it, you'll start seeing. If you make one flaw, if you commit one sin, then you're guilty of all of it. That kind of rule was never supposed to be in the new covenant. It's to the nation of Israel. So ladies, I don't want you to walk around and got to wear long dresses. Just keep it decent and in order. You can't come to church with Daisy Dukes. Nobody trying to put you in a box, but you can't come like that. Make sure you do what you need. Let the Holy Ghost tell you how to do it. We don't have rules and regulations. We ain't trying to tell ladies you can't. I want you to be fine. I want you to look good. But do it for you, not to impress people. If you wear makeup, just do it. But it's for you. If you buff, you buff, man. But you ain't coming here to flex. You ain't trying to flex and get nobody. Your stuff's so tight, people see everything you got. You need to do it decently and in order. There ain't no rules and regulations. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you. If you get him on the inside, he'll tell you, don't do that. He'll speak to you. Take that off. That ain't right. But God, I like it. He's like, I know you like it, but I don't. You need to change that. People that don't have Holy Ghost, they'll do whatever. They'll do whatever. Right now, if you take off your clothes, you're going to get a lot of licks and likes on Facebook. Just start taking off your clothes. It doesn't even matter. That's how bad we are as a nation. That's how bad we are. A lady can just start taking off her clothes. She can weigh 400 pounds. Start taking off her clothes. You see people like, that's right, that's right. We're not the world. Come on, even the demoniac, when he met Jesus, the Bible says God cast the spirit out of him and he was clothed and in his right mind. You must have a demon in you if you want to take off your clothes in front of everybody. Only a few people should see you in your life. Only a few should see what you got in your life. It's not for everybody. And if everybody can see it, you minimize me. You minimize me. If everybody can see you, then what do I have? Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Y'all understand? Calm that down. Get yourself together. Come on, tell me to preach. I'm preaching. But I never heard it like that. That's right. That's why you came to this minute. You heard the sound, didn't you? That's why you came, so you can get the truth and stop being religious. Things hinder the move of God. Religion, just religion. Pray the Lord, everybody. Pray the Lord, everybody. Waving handkerchiefs. Pray the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. You think that's church? That's not church. It's in a relationship. And the life is in the free will. When somebody got to make you say praise the Lord, God don't get no glory. But when it comes from your heart, when you praise him from your soul, when you come out of the life, hallelujah, that he gave you because of the resurrection, God gets the glory and the honor and the praise. Come on, let's give him glory. Woo, Jesus. We love Moses, but he points us to a lawgiver. He said, there's one coming after me. I'm not it. There's one. He showed me while I was on the mountain that another one was coming. I asked him, this is what Moses said. I asked him to show me his face. And he said, you know what? I can't show you my face because I love your request. But if you look at my face without me shielding you, you'll die. But I tell you what I'll do, Moses. Because you ask me, I'm going to take you and place you in the cleft of a rock. I'm going to hide you in the cleft of the rock and I'm going to pass by. Moses got a revelation that the cleft of the rock represented a man. That when they pierced him in the side, God actually stuck Moses in a rock that had a piercing. And there he hid him. And while he was in that place and God covered him, he got a revelation that there's one coming after me. There's one coming after me that's greater than me. He's going to be strong as a rock, but also tender enough to hide me. And he's pointing to Jesus just like he did for you. When you didn't know how you were going to make it, you could lean on him. He was strong enough to help you, but tender enough to not crush you while you were hidden in the rock. You're not supposed to stop with Moses. That's why Paul is very strong. Not as Moses. Not as Moses. Not as Moses. God in Christ Jesus is greater than Moses. And the glory that faded in Moses, it will excel in Jesus. But you got a whole lot of church people still want to go back to Moses, thinking that life is with Moses. But Moses was pointing people forward. Thank you, God. Then we have the Davidic covenant. This is the one that the Spirit hovered over. Glory to God. As Nathan, who was the prophet to David, Samuel was the prophet basically to Saul, and God allowed him to see the new kingdom emerging. He was gracious to Samuel, which was the last judge of Israel and priest of the Most High God. And prophet to the nation. And he was the one sent to Jesse to anoint the new king. Glory to God. But he was really sad because his protege, King Saul, lost his anointing and lost his vision. And God raised up a new prophet. His name is Nathan, who was on the rise with David. And he's the one that spoke to David when David had a desire to build God a house. Says, your hands are too bloody, and I love your request. I'm going to let one coming out of you build my house. He will be of your flesh. Now, many of us looked at Solomon because Solomon finished the temple. But he even went deeper than that. He said, there's one coming out of you, glory to God, and his kingdom will have no end. Thank you, Jesus. He would even be greater than Solomon. And Josephus says Solomon was so unique, after he built the temple, he would never enter into the temple in the same manner. Glory to God. You know how me, when I come here in the church, and I'm not glorifying me, I usually walk down a certain aisle and I have a certain pace as I walk and as I move. I see some of our young people, they like to mimic it. Say, Bishop, walk this way, right? They try to do it like I do. They try to do it like I do. I move slow, and that's how I move. Solomon wasn't like me. He never entered into the, if he was the pastor of this church, first of all, anytime he came in a room, he would have 1,000 to come in before him and talking about his Proverbs. And then sometimes he would slay 1,000 bulls before you saw him. Glory to God. And sometimes he would change robes. One time he'll wear purple, next time he's wearing gold. And he would enter into the temple from different places. In other words, he wouldn't always come through the front door. Sometimes he would be standing in the loft. And all of a sudden people would look up and see him and begin to praise. He represents a kingdom that's coming. Thank you, Jesus. He represents a kingdom that's coming. Don't look at Solomon, because the Bible says in all of his glory, even the grass of the field have more glory. Thank you, Jesus. So don't even worry about what you should eat. Just seek first the kingdom and the righteousness, and God will add other things to you. Solomon is even pointing to a new season and a covenant that would have no end. And God broke that out to King David. Glory to God. And David gave homage to it. That is Jesus coming on the scene. The Bible says in the book of Matthew that his lineage is tied to David. He's even called the son of David. And now he's pointing us, David pointed us to a new covenant. And I bring your attention to Matthew chapter 28 and verse 7. After the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene, that's the woman who had demons and God cast him out, she went back to the tomb. I'm amazed with how people that have been religious all of their lives are very mediocre about their relationship with God right now. But it's the ones who was in the street that was plagued. It's people who had got a real testimony. I mean, I was out there, but he saved me. And I don't really care what you did when you were out there. I just love to hear the story and to see how God can take a life that was out there, and when he put his blood on it and bring it into the house of God, you'll never know they were out there. Glory to God. That's how powerful he is. When he polishes you, nobody can see the cracks, but you know the cracks. You know the cracks. You know exactly where they are. He polishes you so much you can't even see it. He clothes you with his glory so much you can't even see it. And Mary Magdalene had it real bad. But let me tell you what happened to her. When Jesus touched her life, she's the first one to wake up in the dawn with a little lamp trying to get to his body to prepare him for burial. I just need to be with him, even if he's dead, because he changed my life. And when God truly changed your life, and not religion, not an association with a denomination, when God really changes your life, it will do something to you. First of all, you want to draw closer to him. Thank you, Jesus. You want to worship him. You don't worship in public, you worship in private. Private communion will determine your public proclamation. The more you do in private, the more powerful you will stand when you're in public. One of the reasons why I can flow like I flow is because I spent quality time in the text before I stood here. Thank you, God. So I'm not worrying and searching for something to say or preach when y'all clap and keep going there so you can clap more. Because a lot of people are bamboozled by that. The preacher is able to catch what really touches you and then feed that versus giving you the word of the Lord. You can scream all day and fall out. If that's not the word of the Lord, I'm moving in a different direction because I ain't trying to turn you on. I'm trying to turn the light on. Can somebody say amen? And once the light is on, you don't need me as much. I'm not saying you won't need your bishop or your pastor to give direction, but when the light is turned on, you're not looking for me to give you. The Holy Ghost will start leading you. My job is to illuminate him until he is full bloom. Paul said, little children, I travail with you in birth. I agonize with you in birth. Galatia, I'm sending you a letter and I'm agonizing with you. I travail with your sorrows in birth till Christ be formed in you. In other words, there is a time where you're going to need me like that. But when he's formed in you, he'll start leading you himself. He'll start guiding you. My job is to make sure you have a foundation. But when he's formed in you, his hands will be your hands. And his eyes inside of you will be your eyes. Because he's grown up inside of you. And you'll be able to recognize falsehoods. When it shows up, you'll be, that's not God. Oh, God, I don't get a witness in my spirit. I can't receive that. Can somebody say amen? Amen. The Bible says Mary Magdalene came to the tomb, and then there was a violent earthquake, and an angel of the Lord came down. His countenance, he sat on the stone after he rolled it away. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him, they shook. They shook. They were scared to death. They were scared to look. They shook because they know such thing as halfway crooks. I know y'all don't know Mobb Deep, do you? The guards were scared to death and they shook. And they fell as dead men. Glory to God. Let me just prophesy to you. There's some people that the enemy has set them up to intimidate you. God is about to lay them out. Glory to God. He's going to show them something about what he's doing in you that's going to lay them out. They're going to hold their tongue. They're going to stop speaking negatively about you. They're going to stop talking about what they don't understand because God is about to show them the light of his countenance that's on your life in such a way they're not going to fight you anymore. Let me prophesy. God is about to make your enemy your footstool. God is about to make your enemy your footstool. Notice, when God puts your enemy down to be your footstool, it is not for you to crush him. That's the first thing people think about. That's right. But God never wants you to crush him. What he's saying is your enemy will be a platform for you to stand up on. It means they will praise you. Your enemy gonna say, I don't know what it is, but there's something going on in your life. I really didn't like you, but I got to praise God for what he's doing. Come on, let's praise God in advance for that stepping stone that he's about to make and create in your life. Ah, Jesus. Don't you crush your enemy. Let him praise you. Ah, Jesus. Through the power of the resurrection, enemies are going to begin to praise. It is one of the signs of the new season. The ones that criticized and critiqued sharply are going to have to say, look what the Lord has done. The guards were so afraid that they shook and became like dead men. And the angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you're looking for Jesus." Notice this, who was crucified, but he's not here. Stop looking for God in the dry bones of your past. In broken relationships and issues, in spilt milk. Stop looking for him. He's not here. He's already gone out ahead of your brokenness. I go to prepare a place for you. Let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many. I've gone out to prepare a place for you. And where I go, you don't know, and you don't even know the way. But I've gone out to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there will you be also. God is never behind you. He has a retrograde grace that covers your backside. He's always out ahead of you. Please get this. The enemy is always trying to make you look back at what you came out of. But God says, shake it. Shake it off. Shake it and shake it off. I even asked him to shake this church. Shake it like a rag.
Shake it like a rag.
Shake it like a rag. Because some of you are still holding on to what happened to you. When God has gone out ahead of you, he actually protected you. The enemy wanted to kill you, but he protected you and went out ahead of you. He's out in front of you. The angel of the Lord said, you came to do a good deed, but he's not here among the dead. Why do you seek for the living among the dead? And it's a tendency for every generation to try to lift up tombs and dead issues and take the crib out and see, what did I do? What could I have done to change it? And God said, I'm not even in that. Let the dead lay. I've gone out ahead of you. Thank you, Lord. He is not here, for he is risen. And when God is risen, he doesn't stay in the same place. Just like when you experience resurrection power, you're not supposed to be in the same state you were in last year. When you're risen, you make movement. You're not a monument. You're not a statue. You're a movement. You're always going into new ground. You have a sense of discovery. I can settle for it, but I believe God has more. Do I have anybody in the room that believe God has more for you? Then let me hear you say amen.
Amen.
God has so much more that if he shared it with you now, it would blow your mind. That's why he told Joshua, I'm going to give you the land little by little. Little by little, over a period of years, you're going to begin to see it. We got 1 hour prophets. God's going to change your life. I don't prophesy that because it's not consistent. If God blessed you with everything all at once, you wouldn't be able to manage it. But every year you'll start seeing growth. There's seasons that you must go through. And every year you'll see a cycle and he's growing you a little bit more to handle some more. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
And all of a sudden you become Zaphnath Paneah. Going through your pit, your pot, and the prison, and then for being forgotten. But when he makes you the governor, you're not trying to seek for revenge. If he elevated you too much and you had the power, you would kill everybody that hurt you. But because he took you through the cycles, he smoothed that out. He smoothed you out. He polished you. So even when your enemies come, you can still bless them. Can somebody say amen? I'm going to tell you something. There's nothing like giving Kool-Aid to the enemy that tried to kill you. Come and take this. You look like you thirsty. Take this right here, drink. And they looking at you, my God, shaking, right? Can't even drink it. There's nothing more satisfying than to eat a steak in the presence of your enemies. That's how he wants you to do. And offer them some. You hungry? Take a bit. Take half of it. Guess what? He's not going to stop providing for me. You can have almost all of this steak. And I turn around, he got me with 16 and 17 more. Because he prepares a table before me. And if you got a lot of enemies, that means you got a lot of steaks to eat. I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. Stop crying about dead stuff and let's move. God is out ahead of us.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you are blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message from the New Covenant, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2204-1708. That's reference number 2204-1708.
Bishop has been working on his new podcast, Envision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. This podcast is designed to impact nations. You will be able to subscribe to Envision on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or any podcast platform. Let's support our bishop by sharing the news with friends, family, and coworkers today.
Brevard County South College Fair will take place on Thursday, September 29th at 6 p.m. at the Melbourne Auditorium. This is a terrific opportunity to collect admissions information on private and public universities and college and help narrow down options for schools. Log on to strivefair.com to register today. In collaboration with Brevard Family Partnership, Helps Community Initiatives is looking for volunteers for the Open Table Model. Volunteers should have a passion for empowering and a heart to help individuals work towards self-sufficiency. Contact Loriana DeGennaro at 321-266-0603 for details. Women's Sunday School is still on every Sunday at 10 a.m., so make sure to join Pastor Sabrina in the sanctuary.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.